Today actually feels like it's been a really big day. You know those days where it just feels like it like goes forever? Not in a bad way, but yeah, really interesting. So firstly, my scorecard. I'm actually struggling to try and understand because how to quantify this properly. So I'll put some a bit more thought into that. I only drank like a liter of water today, which was, yeah, obviously shit. Calories, I was over by 24%. So it's not the end of the world. Like my maintenance point's like 2400 or something like that. And I was going to go for like 1500 target, which honestly, like, yeah, that I've been eating that for the last few days and it's been pretty good. But today I was like 1860 over. I'll explain why. Screen time was like 45 minutes of like unnecessary screen time, I'd say. For the most part, the rest was work. Workout, 0 minutes. And I would say for the most part, because I've had a vasectomy and my balls hurt big time. Education, business, working on upskilling your knowledge and stuff like that, yeah. Zero is the thing. Discretionary spending, set it like just $10 a day just to like spend on whatever I want, without having to be considerate, and came in under that, which is good. So 90% there. And then a lot of other things, just, you know, being present with people. I feel like I did really well with that today. And it pays off. You know, I feel like that's probably why today has felt like it's gone on for so long. Did not spend any time in meditation and prayer or prayer with Beck this morning. Did an ice bath. The house is kind of nearly tidy. Like, I wouldn't say that. Okay. Like, you can't see behind me because that desk is a shit show. For context, that's where the kids do their craft. Read another chapter of this book. I'm nearly at the end, called Influence by Tally Sharrett. Super interesting. Hey, pretty much like, what you think is, for the most part, not your own ideas. Yeah. Cleared to-do list. Did that. That felt really cool. And then plotted tomorrow's calendar. So I just did that in. So my biggest improvement, I think, tomorrow is just going to be scheduling the time in, which I have. So I'm interested to see how that goes. And just drink water. Man, everything works better when I drink water, hey? So that was really cool. And that was a cool exercise. But what I'm struggling with is how to quantify a like an increase, but in a negative way, if that makes any sense. So, for instance, like a number coming in under, say, like my target's 3 liters and I only hit one, well, that's 30% of my target, which is a negative thing. But then if I go over my calories, then that's a negative thing. So, yeah. Oh, okay. I think I might have worked it out. Okay, cool. May I say percentage over target, or I think I might have worked that out. Okay, cool. Sweet. I'm just jotting that down. And ultimately what I want to do is have an aggregated score where I can kind of go at the end of my day, like, you know, did I actually follow through with what I said I was like, what I intended to do? And my goal is each day get that closer and closer, and then maintain that until such time as that is the new norm, and then stretch that out a little bit more and continue to kind of track that. So yeah, so that's cool. That was a cool exercise. I think I'm going to be doing that every day now. I really enjoyed that. So today, Sterling, God damn it, man, that little kid. Love him to bits and everything else, but he is not playing ball when it comes to sleep time. So, Beck was pretty knacky-knack. I just decided, well, you know, I was up. You know, I've been waking up about the same time. Excuse me, every day. So, I loaded him in the car, and I had him in the office for a bit, and he just started firing up. So I was like, oh, bugger this. I went to go take him for a drive. So, yeah, loaded him in the car and I was driving around for a bit and Beck mentioned, she texted me saying, you know, the other kids are up. So she had a bit of a nap, the other kids are up and stuff. And I was like, right, sweet, get him dressed and I'll swing home and pick him up. And then Beck can just have, just sleep as long as she needs because she definitely needs to catch up on some sleep. So loaded the kids in the car and I didn't have my AirPods in. I was so gutted. I got in the car because I like to listen to audiobooks when I'm driving around. So, and yeah, so she started, I didn't have my AirPods and I was gutted because I had to listen to the kids' bangers that we've got in the car on the disc of all things, right? Loaded the kids up. Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. And you know, I was like, it's Saturday morning, we're doing something out of the ordinary. Let's just have a good morning. So we went to the bakery, the kids picked a cream donut or something like that, and then we headed down to Centennial Park and the kids just had the best time. Hey, it was so cool. And so I was just pushing still around the pram and the kids were swinging and playing, and man, they're just like, I love seeing the kids play together. It was really, really cool. And I just barely spent any time on my phone. The whole time I was just there with them, being with them. You know, like, I had my UGG boots on and all that sort of shit, and I was absolutely not prepared for it, but it was cool. So, Sterling started to fire up, you know, it was about an hour after I'd picked up the kids, and he just started to crack off, and I was like, oh, okay, I think we might have to go wake up Mum, because, you know, he's probably due a feed, and chucked him in the car, and he's got a set of pipes on him when he wants it, eh? So, and loaded in, started driving, and he just started calming down. So I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe we'll just keep driving. And the issue was that the car was pretty low on fuel. So chucked a movie on for the kids, and Finding Nemo, classic, such a good movie, eh? Just listening to the audio again, I was like, ah, so good. And so I was just driving around and running down the fuel tank until such time as it got to the point that it was proper empty, dipped below the empty mark, and I was on my way out to Menzies. So just driving, just, you know, just keep things moving. And, you know, the kids are having their food and drinking their drinks and happy as Larry. And we came back and filled up the car and Sterling was still sleeping. And I was like, all right, so... by the time that he woke up, it was good to go, went and picked up Bet, and she, lessons in pruning. Here we go. For anyone who wants to get into the pruning world, or the plant world, if you cut, well, this is what we know. So if you, when you're pruning, you want to prune, not to just bring the plant back, because when you cut those branches, they stop growing from there, right? And so what she did was she cut back this citrus tree too early, trimmed it back too far, and now it's growing out rather than growing up and out. So, yeah, so loaded her up, went and got another citrus plant from Bunnings, and that was really sweet. She just went in with Eliza and got to spend a little bit of time with Eliza just getting the plant together, and that was really cool. Grabbed some coffees and headed home. And it was really, really nice. I just kind of sat there for a bit. While the kids are running around and Beck was making them some food and, you know, they went down for a nap and I was just reading my book, just sitting there holding Sterling, and man, it's just, I love my life without my phone. It's so good. Hey, I love it. So, yeah, anyway, Ellen and Caleb came over for lunch. I was talking to Dub early in the week, and he's like, man, I haven't spoken to you in ages. I'm like, boy, let's do lunch. Like, I haven't seen you in months. And, you know, being that he's my brother-in-law, it's pretty poxy. We haven't caught up that much. So they came over for lunch, and we played a bit of Monopoly. Beck and Caleb love Monopoly, and it's growing on me. It's still not my choice of board games, but it's growing. And the cutest thing, so Drew, man, he's such a sweet little kid. Lexi woke up and she's bleary-eyed and she's like, you know, got half her clothes on and just, it's a dog's brekkie, eh? So And she walks out and she's like rubbing her eyes and coming up next to me, and Drew has been waiting for them to wake up. And he walks up and he's literally, I cannot explain the puppy eyes. You imagine like Pixar Disney character puppy eyes like this, looking up at Lexi. And she's so just woken up. She's so out of it. And I'm like, look at this. It is the cutest little picture in the whole world. Hey, so yeah, Drew's been waiting for them to wake up. So, yeah, so anyway, so they're able to play. All the kids are hanging out and having heaps of fun. And yeah, we played a bit of Monopoly. And for the most part, listen, today, like, I'm just kind of listing everything, really. Yeah. What am I even bothering with that? There's really no substance to it, is there? Is there any point in just... I don't know if there is. It was really good. I was hanging out with Ellen and Caleb. Was really good. You know, we're able to talk about, you know, some life and it's really cool, you know, like they've got some cool investments going on now and... you know, Eleanor's thinking about some bit more traditional business instead of just online space, and you know they've got an Airbnb on the go, and you know she's got an online thing, and Caleb still works full time, and so like they've got some cool stuff coming on, hey, and even just like some of the thoughts they were thinking, and it was just really good to catch up and spend some time with them. For those who are wondering, Beck won Monopoly, which is unsurprising, and so it's good. It's really good to just switch off and spend time. I think the thing I enjoyed a lot about today was even during the, like, I really can't remember much time except for this evening where I spent a lot of time on my phone. And that was good. I enjoyed that. Yeah. We spent a lot of time just chatting before we started playing as well. Yeah, anyway. I had to shoot down to the shop after we finished the game because one of the machines bugged out, but it turns out it was just the fuse, so sorted that. It's always good to see those boys as well. And really cool. I Tilly wanted to do some painting just before they went down for a nap, and I said, absolutely not. And one of us needs to be involved. And she was like, oh, but Dad. And I was like, listen, when you wake up, we can do it. She woke up straight away. And kids have got the best memory. And with the marshmallow experiment thing, I'm just so conscious that I don't want to say one thing and not follow through. Like, I definitely need to follow through. And so she woke up straight away. Dad, you said that when we wake up, we'll be able to do the painting. I was like, honey, I understand. I was like, we're not going to do the painting right now, but I promise you later we will. And then, I was sitting there and Beck reckons to me, she goes, hey, remember you said to Tilly that you do your painting? I looked over and she was doing some colouring in, and I was like, oh, I was like, do you reckon I'll get away with it? And Beck, she's so good. She's such a good woman. She says to me, she's like, come on, like, you know you should. I was like, yeah, you're right. So we went and set it up on the table, and it was just Beck, Tilly and I. Yeah, we just sat there and we painted the cards. So she's got a birthday party at her friend's. So we painted some birthday cards. And she is just so intentional. Gosh. Oh, man. I mean, I always love all my kids. And I don't say that to diminish, like, with no, like, hint of, I honest to God, I don't believe I have a favorite. I really don't. And I'm not just saying that because this is like a permanent record for them to be able to look back on. I honest to God, I don't think I have a favorite. There are things that I love about each of them that are exclusive to the individual, but I don't think I have a favorite. Yeah, what I was going to say about Tilly is she's so intentional. Gosh, she's so intentional. And she just, like, she tries so hard, hey? And I don't know if that's just, you know, a negative thing or a positive thing, or if it is a negative thing, whether it's you know, something that Beck and I have done, or if it's just, you know, that's just the way she is, and I'm not sure. But yeah, so she, it was just really cute watching her and just so focused and so intentional whenever it's something that's like important to her. It's really cool. So, yeah, so made some birthday cards with Tills, and she said to me, she was like, oh, I really, really hope, you know, her friend, she was like, I really, really hope he loves my card. I was like, oh, I'm sure he'll love your card, baby. And later on, we got to write in the card, and I did the dot letters so that she could write it. So she told me what it was, what she wanted to say in it. And she was like, dear her friend, I love you very much. I hope I can spend a lot of days at your I hope I can be at your house for a lot of days. Love, Tilly. I was like, she's so sweet. Oh, I love it. Yeah, so after that, the neighbors came around. Or actually, kind of while we're doing that, the neighbors' kids came around. And they're great. We don't spend enough time with them, eh? But we always have some good chats with them. And their eldest son, he has got some pretty wild ADHD. Hey, that kid is just go, 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 go. And I often find that our neighbors, they tend to be like apologetic about it. And I can understand from their perspective, but also, you know, like we've had mates of ours with ADHD kids and it get like, and it's gnarly. Hey, and the one thing I know is they just need to move their body. Eh? And so we ended up playing a bit of footy out the back, and I was we had one of those like vortex balls, you know, the ones that like whistle when you throw it. And I was showing him some throwing technique, and he got it, which was really cool. He started throwing some like real bombs, and you could just see like the pride and the thrill that he had, and it was really cool to see that. I really really enjoyed spending that time, kind of like I guess that little like moment of mentoring him and being with him and showing him and giving him this technique. And then he was listening and he was taking it in and trying and being focused. And yeah. And it's, yeah, man, if he gets into footy, God, like, man, it's so funny. You look at some, you know, when people do things, and you just like it's so uncoordinated, but they pull it off somehow. And you're like, what? Like it's, and he just did it time and time and time again. So it was really cool. So we spent a bit of time out there at the back kicking the balls around, but unfortunately, gosh, this is the worst part. He just refuses to listen to his folks, eh? But there were a few times I had to like stop him, and I was like, mate, listen. I was like, this is what your dad's saying, and I agree. What's more, if you do, like, he was talking about, you know, he's like, just one more throw. I was like, no, like, we're done. We're packing up. We're going. He's like, one more throw. He's like, five more. I was like, no, one more. He threw it. And he's like, that's it. He's like, do it again. I was like, mate, if you do it again, you're not going to come over and play at my house next time. Your sister will, but not you. Throws it. And I was like, no. And I went over to him. I was like, you know, his dad's standing right there. I was like, mate, I was like, why'd you do that? He's like, I was like, mate, I was like, you can't come over next time. And he's like, oh. I was like, you're not going to come over next time. I'm so sorry, mate. You know, and I was like, oh, dude. So, yeah, it's really unfortunate. Hey, but yeah, he's, he loves a good boundary. Hey, so anyway, little lesson for him. The boys called me at the shop saying, oh, hey, there's a crackhead out there. My first thought was like, oh, guys, get inside, you know, like, don't deal with a crackhead. Luckily, their mum was already there and stuff, so I shot down to the shop and the crackhead was gone and everything else. So funny. I was in the shower, Tilly barges in and she's like, Dad, this, you know, so she's four, just for, you know, no one try and call DCP on me. She's four, she's talking, and then she looks down and she sees that my balls are bruised. She's like, Dad, why have you got that? Why does your doodle look like that? And I was like, well, I went to the doctors and they took a little bit of my doodle out, baby. She's like, why? I was like, okay, we're at that point. It's like, so I can't, so we can't have any more babies. Oh, okay. And yeah, so she was, she's so funny when she's fixated on something, man. She was just like trying to like stare at it. I was like, can you get out now? Thanks. So it's kind of funny. And man, it is tender. Yeah. Although here's the other thing I realized, is I decided to stop taking any painkillers today because I want to get comfortable with discomfort and isolating pain to a specific region rather than I am in pain. I've had a surgery and my ball sack is recovering from surgery. That's a fact. I am not in pain is a fact because I am not my ball sack. Yeah. Certain nicknames I have would probably argue that, but you know, so you just kind of being like, okay, you know what? Like I can still function and move and everything else. And like when I take the painkillers, it doesn't stop the stimulus. All it does is just stops the connection. That's it. Like if my balls are being damaged and the pain is like saying, hey, there's damage being happening to your testes here. Well, I'm not feeling it, but it's still happening. So anyway, that's where I was like, well, you know what? I'm just going to can the painkillers and just start living more uncomfortable. And the thing is, it's not unbearable. It's just an ache. It's a very, very like deep ache. That's it. So anyway, so it was good. I tidied up the house with Beck, and what is going on here? Oh yeah, cool. I pressed a button. Sorry, tidying up the house with Beck, and then we just kind of sat down. I procrastinated on my phone forever, and here we are. So that's pretty much it. I had this thought though, and I'm a bit curious about it. Thought was around like leadership as a concept, and ultimately, like whenever you think around like really great leaders are the ones who like really inspire others to rise to the occasion, and I was thinking, well, really, it's a matter of matching the communication and expectation that you have of people to what they feel is inside them. And maybe at a very fundamental level. And then maybe above that, then it was just kind of like a stray thought that I had when I was driving back from the shop. Is that it's like, okay, like leadership is matching if someone feels like they've got potential, then leadership is realizing that that's in them and that they're wanting that challenge and that growth, and then giving that to them and giving them a responsibility for them to step into those shoes. Like, whereas for others, people won't want that and they're not giving that to them, and doesn't mean that they won't later, and when they do, great, then they can have it, you know. Yeah, so what that looks like, I'm not sure. I'll kind of like toy with that a little bit longer. Yeah, anyway, that was that. That's today.